The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday, a Picks Friday, a Winners Friday that I am recording at 11:42 p.m. Thursday night. Just got done with the post-game show for Westwood One after the Eagles go down to the Bucks 26-22. The good news is you guys will have this before 1 a.m. Eastern time ready to listen to or even watch at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Brian and I electing to go with the post-game route for the Friday morning podcast that we typically do before I have to drive up to Connecticut for Yale and UConn on Saturday. The bad news is I totally forgot and or didn't have the time to actually pick any winners. So the spread the word winner, at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod, the sponsor confirmation email winner, which will be a Madden, the YouTube shout out, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I forgot all of it, all of it. So I'll figure it out Saturday and Sunday, and we will have a winner's Monday, which will be very exciting. I will give some patron shout outs, patreon.com/RTMedia, to John Wiley, Ryan Johnson, Jim Bean, not to be confused with Jim Beam. We are racking up the patrons, patreon.com/RTMedia. You want to join the Tuckhead family and or you want to know about our bets on the Even Money podcast or my press box food grades, Friday picks, power rankings. They are all there on the private Slack channel at patreon.com/RTMedia. It's big show time.
The big show.
Hey, what did you say the final score was?
Oh, I think I said 26-22. It was 28-22. Sorry.
That's it. That's all I got. 28-22. Bucks.
Wow. So your only comment on the show tonight is going to be to make fun of me for not having the exact score right?
You were there. You called the game. How did you not get the score right?
You know, I will say I'm kind of tired, dude. But you know what I will say? That two-point conversion by the Eagles late, that was, as they say, significant for some. I mean, Bri, the betting line was 6.5. And after the Eagles scored a touchdown, it would have been 28-21. Instead, they go for two, 28-22. Wow. I mean, that is significant for a lot of people. Let's start with the press box food. It's always a good performance by the Eagles. Always. They always have cookies and Philly pretzels, which I really love. That's at the side table, the vaunted side table. They have chips. They got lots of stuff. Then they had what's called airline chicken. Do you know what that is, Bri?
No. Please explain.
It's chicken that looks like it's like in the shape of an airplane. Or maybe it's called airplane chicken, airline chicken. I don't know. But it's I guess it looks like a plane. I don't know. It tastes pretty good to me. They also had penne pasta with pork ragu. Lovely. And then the Eagles always have hoagies and hummus. So what I do, because I'm crazy like this, I pack up the hoagies for halftime and or the drive home, and I put a bunch of hummus on the plate. So as I'm driving, in this case to Connecticut as opposed to home, I will be dipping hoagie into my hummus. That's my sandwich topping on the drive up through New Jersey, up through Connecticut. So I'm pretty sure I invented that, but you guys feel free to use that. Now they have pizza available after the game. They had something different at halftime too. It's just a really solid performance. I'm going to give the Eagles a B+ in the press box. On the field, boy, it was another game where the Eagles started very slowly and had to make a valiant comeback. I mean, Brady was surgical on his first drive that ended in O.J. Howard touchdown as the Bucs marched. In fact, the Bucs had four drives of over 70 yards and at least nine plays. All four of their touchdown drives were at least nine plays, at least 70 yards by Brady and the Bucs. But credit to them, credit to the Eagles, I guess, because on the next drive, Richard Sherman got hurt. And then Hurts threw a nice ball to Quez Watkins. Terrific catch by Quez Watkins before pass interference on Jalen Reagor. Jalen Reagor had multiple PIs against him during the game, which was very significant. That led to the Zach Ertz touchdown. So the Eagles actually tied it 7-7. After that, though, the Bucs just pulled away. It was Fournette killing the Eagles linebackers before Antonio Brown scored a touchdown. Leonard Fournette was literally, Bri, like seeking out the Eagles linebackers to run them over instead of trying to get more yardage. I don't know what Alex Singleton said to him, but he didn't like it. Bucks screen-a-palooza led to a Leonard Fournette touchdown. Then the Bucks just had such good downfield blocking, and Fournette got an easy touchdown. It was 28-7. It looked like the game was over. I'm calling the game. For those of you that listened, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is not good. But credit the Eagles. They got another pass interference call on Jalen Reagor. That's been his best contribution so far. That led to a Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown on an option play. Then the Eagles missed a field goal on a bad fourth and 10 decision. I really don't like that decision to go for the field goal because it really wouldn't have made much of a difference. But they did it. Jake Elliott missed. And ultimately, Miles Sanders had a drive. It was like the Miles Sanders drive. He had done nothing all game. Then they just kept feeding Miles Sanders, feeding him. And he was able to lead the team down where Jalen Hurts ran for a touchdown and the two-point conversion. Finally, though, the Eagles had to get a stop. They couldn't do it. There was a taunting penalty against Shenard Avery, which, based on how they're calling it this year, that was a good call. And then Antonio Brown had two conversions. Brady threw it to Cam Brate. Quarterback sneak. Game over. What do the kids say? Blouses at the end of the game? I don't know why they say blouses at the end of the game for when a game is over, but that is evidently what they say at times. As a really good job by the Bucs getting the win. The Eagles came back, but it was too little too late. Speaking of too little too late, there's too many people out there that are having a tough time hiring people. I get it. Look, I talk to a lot of business owners. Everybody is struggling to find good employees right now for multiple reasons. That's why you got to be on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond. It's the world's largest professional network, over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with the skills and experience you need. Use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people. Then you got the tools on LinkedIn Jobs. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. Did you know every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Ross. That's linkedin.com/Ross to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Let's start in London, Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, it sounds like Tua is probably going to be able to play. And because of that, I will lean to the Dolphins to win a close game. But I really do feel like it could go either way. I'll say 24-23 Dolphins.
All right. Kansas City Chiefs, Washington football team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel about the Chiefs like I did a few weeks ago after they lost to the Ravens. I feel about the Chiefs like I felt about the Bucs tonight. They're going to win this game. I mean, somehow, some way, they're going to win this game. I do think it'll be a higher scoring game than, you know, typically, because both the Chiefs and the Washington defense are really, really struggling. So I like the Chiefs to win a absolute high-scoring game. They are retiring Sean Taylor's jersey. There's a lot of discussion there because Washington didn't let anybody know until today, which I don't quite understand. At any rate, I'm thinking, Bri, like 34-30. I think it's a shootout with Mahomes and Heinicke, if you can believe that. But ultimately, I'm putting my faith late in the game in Patrick Mahomes, not in Taylor Heinicke to close that one out.
Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants.
So it sounds like Daniel Jones will play, but still no Kenny Galladay, still no Saquon Barkley. This is probably a pretty good one to lock up for the Rams. I mean, it would take a lot from Daniel Jones and Kadarius Toney for, you know, the Giants to actually win this game. The Rams are a pretty professional bunch. They know they can't drop a game like this. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take the Rams to win. The Giants defense has been very disappointing this year. It was really one of the strengths of the team a year ago, and it hasn't been very good this year. So I think this is like 31-21 Rams, and you can lock them up, Brian.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts.
You know, this is probably another one that you could think about locking up. I have a tough time picturing the Texans going into Indy and getting the win, but you never know. I mean, that's as they say, why they play the games. But Davis Mills looked good last week. The Colts are coming off a really emotional, devastating loss Monday night in overtime to the Ravens, a game they should have won. I'll be curious to see how the Colts respond to that really disappointing loss. So keep an eye on this game early to see the state of mind for the Colts, because then it might be an upset opportunity, but I don't see it happening. I think the Colts win the game. They're playing much better now. Carson Wentz is playing well. The defense is playing better, even though I know Lamar tore him up. Let's go. I think it's a closer game, though, than other people think. I think it's Colts 27, Texans 20. Go ahead and lock up the Colts for the people in the back, Bri.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
So the next game, how much will Cincinnati beat Detroit?
Ooh, Bri, I don't know if they will.
Really?
I don't know if they will. Yeah, Detroit has been there, and they've been battling. Now, I'm going to pick the Bengals to win the game, but it would not surprise me if somehow the Lions found a way to get this one done. You know, the Bengals are coming off a tough loss to the Packers. I know the Lions had a tough loss as well. I just know this. The Lions are going to break through and win one of these games. It could be this one. This could be the game where the Lions actually break through. I'm not going to predict that to happen, though. I don't have the guts. Give me the Bengals to win a close fun game, 27-24, Cincy.
Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears.
Before I get to that, Bri, I got to make sure everybody knows, if you care about your feet, then you should be wearing Crocs. Take your pick of wildly comfortable and lightweight clogs, sandals, slides. I'm telling you, I wear Crocs flip-flops. I wear Crocs slides. I wear Crocs clogs. I wear Crocs sandals. I love them. It's like you're not even walking at all. It's absolutely so nice on your feet. I notice it when I'm not wearing Crocs at this point. Plus, if you visit DraftKings.com/Crocs on Thursday, November 11th or Saturday, December 25th, you can draft your showdown lineups and maybe get 10 G's for a free-to-play game on DraftKings.com. Learn more at DraftKings.com/Crocs. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. What game was it, Brian?
Packers-Bears.
Yeah, I'm going Packers. I just haven't seen enough from Justin Fields yet to believe that he's going to be able to end up going ahead and getting a win over Aaron Rodgers. I don't see that happening. I thought they were fortunate with how things went down last week to get a chance to play against the Raiders after the first Gruden email came out. I like Aaron Rodgers and company to take care of business. They're just so consistent on offense. You know what? They've been pretty decent on defense.
Next game, Chargers, Ravens.
Yeah, I've kind of gone back and forth on this one, actually. I guess because the Ravens are the home team, I'll take them. But I think these are really evenly matched teams. The problem is the Chargers really struggle to stop the run. So I'll give the Ravens the edge there, running the football. That is their edge. That is the reason why I think the Ravens have a decent chance to win a close game. But this could go either way. I mean, if you listen to the Even Money podcast, I like the Chargers with the points. Anytime I think a game could go either way, and you're going to give me 3 points or more, I'm going to take those points because I think there's as good a chance the Chargers win as the Ravens, and I'm just going to lean to the Ravens because they're playing at home, early body clock game for the Chargers, and because of the Chargers' run defense. Should be an awesome game, fun game. The Ravens' defense has not been great. I think Herbert has a big day. 31-28 is the score of that game as the Ravens get the win.
Minnesota Vikings at the Carolina Panthers.
The Minnesota Vikings. Well, so there's big news today or yesterday, depending on when you're watching this, and that is that Christian McCaffrey did not practice for the Panthers. He had been limited in practice a lot of days. This time he wasn't even limited. This time he didn't practice at all. That is not a good sign for his availability on Sunday at all. That certainly has changed the betting line a little bit, and it makes a difference to me. Sam Darnold does not play as well when McCaffrey's out. They're 3-0 when McCaffrey starts, 0-2 when he doesn't. I don't think he's going to play. I think the Panthers are 0-3. I think the Vikings get a critical win to get 500 at 3-3. I think the Vikings win an entertaining game 27-24.
Arizona Cardinals at the Cleveland Browns.
So the Cardinals have some issues. They've got some COVID issues. Rodney Hudson won't play. They got a bunch of things that they kind of need to work through before this game. Hard for me to imagine the Cardinals going to Cleveland and winning this game. First of all, I think Cleveland is really, really good. That's number one. Number two, without Rodney Hudson, that's not good against the pressure the Browns are going to be able to produce. So that's another issue. And then the other thing is the Cardinals are due, man. You know the way the NFL works, Bri. The Browns aren't losing the second game in a row, and the Cardinals aren't going undefeated. The Browns are going to win this game. I like the Browns quite a bit. In fact, there's a chance it's not close. I think it's like 27-20 Cleveland.
Las Vegas Raiders at the Denver Broncos.
You know, nobody knows how the Raiders are going to react. Nobody. I guess I just feel like the Broncos aren't going to lose three straight. Not at home, not to a reeling Raiders bunch with a coach now in Rich Bisaccia, interim coach, all of the stuff swirling around the organization. It's a mess. You know, maybe they surprise me. Maybe they come out and play at a really high level and they rally around Bisaccia. That's certainly possible, but I'm not going to predict or pick that to happen. I'm going to pick the Broncos. Teddy Bridgewater, just have more faith in them and their maturity in this situation to get the job done. I'll say probably only like 23-16.
I think the Broncos defense plays better than it did last week.
Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots.
How about them Cowboys? You know, I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win. It is interesting, though, how much the betting line for this game has changed. For those of you listening to the Even Money podcast, I think it's like a 2.5 point difference from where it was, which is pretty wild. I just think the Cowboys have more talent than the Patriots. I think the Cowboys are a better team. I do think it'll be a good game. I do think Bill Belichick will have a good plan. But ultimately, I'm going to take the better quarterback. I'm going to take the better roster. I'm going to take the better team. This is a game the Cowboys have to win. You know, you can't lose to an inferior opponent. They can't get out-coached, which is certainly possible when you've got Mike McCarthy going against Bill Belichick. I'm going to take the Cowboys, though, in this one. I think this game is 24-23. The Cowboys win a close one late.
Seattle Seahawks, Pittsburgh Steelers, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, you know what? Geno Smith might make me eat my words. Geno Smith might prove me wrong, but I kind of feel like the Steelers are going to roll the Seahawks, man. I really do, Brett. I think the Steelers, I picture TJ Watt and those guys getting all over Geno Smith and him having a rough night, Sunday Night Football, under pressure. And the Steelers, as Greg Cosell said yesterday, they kind of figured something out now offensively. You know, they're much better now offensively with what they did the other night, the other day against Denver. So, and the Seahawks defense is terrible. Now, maybe the Seahawks defense has made some changes since the last game, but if they haven't, they are going to be in trouble. I think the Steelers win this one 27-17 by double digits. Speaking of double digits, some of you have spent double digit months since you've done anything to care for your car. Dudes, that's too long. It's mid-October, and October is fall car care month. So show your car some love with help from AutoZone. For example, simple upgrades like seat covers prevent spills, tears, rips, and UV rays from ruining your upholstery and can even help maintain your resale value. You can get your car to smell better. And plus, here's the thing I love about AutoZone, the access, the ease of use. AutoZone has more ways for you to get it however you want it, like free next day delivery, crazy, free same day store pickup, crazy. This fall car care month, make AutoZone your one-stop car interior shop. They carry the best products from the best brands at the right price. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And finally, Monday Night Football, Bills at the Titans.
So I think this is an interesting spot for the Bills because I don't care what Josh Allen and all the Bills keep saying, that was a statement game for them against the Chiefs. And we're about to see the maturity of the Buffalo Bills. We're about to see if they can come back from that performance and have an even better one against the Tennessee Titans. Now the Titans are home. Titans are going to try to run Derrick Henry right down the Bills' throat. The Titans have guys like Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Some of these guys are coming back to practice. I just don't think the Titans' O-line is good enough against the Bills' D-line. What a difference from last year and the Bills' D-line being so ineffective. That is gigantic for the Bills moving forward. I like the Bills to get it done, but closer than the experts think. I'll go 30-27 Bills, maybe 30-24 Bills, something like that. And I'll give some shout-outs to some of the peeps I love because we hear them every day here on the Ross Tucker Podcast because they are, I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/RT Media, like Pizza Boy Brewing, Sportaculture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. Remember two things. Number one, you can go ahead and you can watch me on TV at noon in the Battle of the Nutmeg State on CBS Sports Network. Number two, you can check out any of the other shows between now and the rest of the games on Sunday. So the Fantasy Feast, both episodes will be posted by the time you listen to this. Even Money Podcast, of course. College Draft Podcast with Emery. And we just posted Andrew Brandt's Business of Sports podcast, which is huge because it's not just the Gruden stuff. He's got stuff on Kyrie Irving, other sports stuff that's very interesting as well. Definitely check that out. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.